Welcome to this special episode of SportPsych Radio. I am your host, Felix Pick. Actually, this is not a new episode, but an English summary of episode 15 with musician Sebastian Fürlinger and his sports psychologist, Christina Lechner. Sebastian Fürlinger has been playing the viola in the famous Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra since 2012. Sebastian explains how he, as a musician, benefits from mental techniques widely practiced in high-performance sports. At first glance, music and sports do not seem to have a lot in common, do they? But let us take a closer look. We have athletes and musicians. Both have to practice a lot to develop high-level skills. And all of them have to perform in front of an audience, some on stage, some on the field. Athletes have to qualify for important competitions like the World Cup or Olympic Games. Musicians who want to apply for a job in an orchestra have to go through an audition or casting. However, there are also differences between the athletes and musicians' environment. In sports, you need to be rather young and you usually do not get too many chances to reach a certain career goal. Once you got a job in a famous orchestra, however, you may probably keep your job for all of your life. So, to sum it up, music and elite sports are both high-performance situations, and in both, people can benefit from high-performance psychology. High-performance psychology wants to find out when to use which mental techniques in order to perform at one's best. So far, so good. But how did Sebastian Fürlinger discover sport and exercise psychology as a musician? He narrates.
Ich hatte ein erfolgloses Probespiel hinter mir und mein Schwiegervater.
I had failed in an audition. A relative, who is a psychiatrist in Vienna, asked me to guess how much of my skills I could show in the audition. I thought about it, and if I was honest with myself, I had to admit that it was maybe 20 to 30%. My relative at that time was learning how to play golf. He wanted to participate in golf competitions, and so he had to face similar challenges as I did in order to perform in the right moment. So I reached out to a sports psychologist.
Ich habe sie angerufen, wir haben uns ein paar Mal getroffen. Ich habe sofort gemerkt.
After 3 or 4 meetings with her, I had an audition in Stuttgart, Germany. There were about 40 competitors, and I was the only one to reach the finals. In the end, I did not get that job, but it was awesome to see how helpful sports psychology can be. Suddenly, I could show 80 to 90% of my abilities in situations of high pressure. A few months later, I joined the audition for the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. During that audition, I reached a kind of flow state in which I was completely by myself. And I won the casting, and I'm extremely happy about this achievement.
Wiener Philharmonikern und dort habe ich es irgendwie geschafft, so einen Art Flow-Zustand zu erreichen beim Probespiel, wo ich nur in mir war, mich gespürt habe und das Probespiel konnte ich für mich entscheiden und bin da überglücklich, das geschafft zu haben.
Maybe we can compare an orchestra with a sports team. And playing a solo might be similar to participating in an individual sport.
Also als Solist ist der Fokus wirklich bei
mir. When I am playing a solo, the focus really is on myself, with all the instrumental and mental challenges that go along with it. A solo is all about the performance of that one person. But in our daily work in the orchestra, it is completely different. In this case, it is important to play together, to hear what the others are playing and to react to each other. Learning that is a process that takes years. Playing in an orchestra is another world. So, which psychological skills might be helpful in music? Mental techniques like self-talk, arousal control, goal setting, imagination, and to visualize performance on stage are only a few examples. The skill of actively controlling emotions is especially important in music. Musicians have to know which emotions they want to show to the audience. They have to know their own emotional state and they have to know how to get from their actual emotional state to the intended point. That is according to sports psychologist Christina Lechner. Some time ago, Sebastian had to play a solo concert with orchestra. He explains which mental techniques helped him the most. What really helped me was visualizing the situation very precisely. How do I want to appear? In which emotional state? And what is also very important for me is my level of arousal, that I find my level at which I can play well. Sebastian further explains that physical fitness, endurance and strength also play an important role for him as a musician in order to perform well. I asked Sebastian what goes through his mind when he makes a mistake on stage. He says that for him it is helpful to try to ride the wave of the music, to flow with it like water does. This helps him to avoid negative thoughts about his mistake and to keep up the focus. So, to wrap this up, we can say that sports psychology is not only applicable in the sports context, but it can also help high performers in situations with high levels of pressure. However, it is important to understand that success in mental skills should be a long-term goal. Thank you, Sebastian Fürlinger and Christina Lechner, for giving us these insights. If you want to hear the full-length interview with Sebastian and Christina in German language, go back to Sport Psych Radio episode 15. That is it for today. Thanks for listening.